Stanislaus State Warriors softball on Flow College and Blue Chip Broadcasting. Game two of the doubleheader against San Bernardino. The Coyotes came in 11-9 each. Stanislaus State getting their first conference win in game one of this four-game series. This is game two of the doubleheader. And media out, Bayerano fouling one off the first baseline. Got caught. Bayerano in that first battle, four at-bats, two runs, three hits, including two RBIs. But now, up to bat second, it's Alex Hooper facing the 1-1 count. First battle, 10-8, Stanislaus State, able to put up three runs in the bottom of the sixth. San Bernardino couldn't answer, and there's out two as the throw is made over to first. Picked up by Rodriguez. Two early outs. Another one dribbles over to third, and another quick out. That's three up, three down, and the Warriors will be on offense when we return after this quick break. It's Stanislaus State Warriors softball on Flow College and Blue Chip Broadcast. Top of the first inning went through with just three quick batters, three quick outs. Stanislaus State on offense. They had a fantastic first game of offense, putting up the most runs the game they've had all season. 10 runs, although allowing that 8 kill the victory that matters. And now offense up for the first time in game two. Noxie Barton, the sophomore right fielder. First game, Barton, three at-bats, three runs, two hits. 1-0 pitch. Too low, 2-0. Barton, batting average 3.46. Scored 11 runs off 18 hits and 52 at-bats. Goes for the bunt down the first baseline. Tries to avoid the tag and then the throw over. They're going to call her safe. Barton gets the first. It looks like the Coyotes are going to have... it's going to be an illegally batted ball for Barton. We saw that in the first game once leaving the batter's box before contact was made. So Barton back to a 2-1 count now. No cash pitching for San Bernardino. It's just down the strike zone. That's ball three. Cash, 1-0 win-loss record in her six appearances. Just her second game started today. 3-1 pitch goes high, and Barton will take the base anyway. Now Malia Babasa will come up for the Warriors. Senior second baseman, averaging 3.59, left-handed batter. Shows bunt. Barton gets back to first without a throw. Babasa will show bunt again. The pitch will go through and out, 1-1. Babasa makes contact this time, dribbles over to the circle. The throw is made. She's out at first. Barton advances to second. Caitlin Bridgman now will make her way up. Four at-bats in game one, two runs, two hits, and an RBI. Bridgman batting 9-1 against right-handed batters, or pitchers, rather. 0-1 count to start it off. Outside evens up at one apiece. On deck for the Warriors, Addy Nettings. A fantastic offensive game in game one. Hope to see her continue that here. 1-1 pitch, Cash inside. Bridgman on the 2-1. Contact is made, and it'll be fouled over the dugout of the Coyotes. So Bridgman with the 2-2, one out in the bottom of the first. Bridgman, contact, left field. Coyotes will get underneath it, and Barton will stay at second. No chance to advance, so now that's the second out in the bottom of the first. Now it is Addy Nettings for the Warriors. Three at-bats, scored one run, two hits, three RBIs in that game one victory. First time facing Mo Cash. Catches a piece, 0-1. Nettings, contact, over to second. The throw to first will get there in time. That is out number three. No runs scored in the first. The Warriors leave one on base. It's Warrior Softball on Flow College and Blue Chip Broadcasting.
Life is getting more complicated, especially for those at or over the age of 65. If you hadn't heard, big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025. And Lori Crivelli and her team at Crivelli Insurance take the guesswork and fear out of applying for Medicare Supplemental Insurance. In business since 1993, Lori and her staff have a process in place to provide the best information and support for those seeking a Medicare insurance supplement. Crivelli Insurance also provides full insurance services for auto, home, farm, business, workers' comp, and even life insurance. To set up an appointment, please give them a call at 209-668-3319. That's 209-668-3319. Or you can reach them on the web at CrivelliInsurance.com. Crivelli Insurance, working tirelessly to help you make the best Medicare insurance decision for both you and the ones you love.
Stanislaus State Warriors softball in Turlock. Game one belongs to the Warriors. That was a 10-8 score. Game two tied after one. No runs scored. And for the Warriors, it's Yaya Hines. First pitch out and the Coyotes up to bat. Danielle Castillo is three up, three down for the Coyotes in the top of the first. Castillo hoping to change that. The sophomore batting 367. Through 49 at bats. Yaya able to find the strike zone. Two, one count, pitch too high. Castillo, check swing, strike two. Yeah, just outside, 3-2. Castillo, full count, swings, pops up. It'll be dove for, escapes the glove, and Castillo will find first base. So the Coyotes get the first hit of the ballgame with Castillo. Brazil will now come to the plate for San Bernardino. The left-handed batter will face Yaya. Goes for the punt, goes foul. Oh, one count. Just outside, 1-1. Castillo still remains on first. Yaya Hines, the sophomore, standing at 5'6", right-handed pitcher, right-handed batter out of Rockland. Stayed up near the Sacramento area, played at Jessup University, who now D2 college. Fantastic player at that level. Decided to come down more into the Central Valley, play for Stanislaus State and head coach Huber. But in her time with the PacWest, two-time player of the week for the PacWest. One, two for Brazil. On deck is Griego. Trying to show bunt again. Lets it fly by. That'll make it 2-2. 2-2. Little inside swung anyway. Pops to the dirt, and the throw made over to second for the out to put Castillo back to the dugout. But that will put Brazil at first. Grego fouled down the first baseline. Barton was trying to get there, just didn't have the speed. So it'll be 0-1 for Grego. Yeah, the 0-1 pitch. Got it. O two to Griego. Over to third, into the glove, throw to second, got her there. Both outs been taken at second for the Coyotes. Another fantastic play by the third baseman, Montes de Oca. Two outs for the Coyotes in the top of the second. Yaya only allowing one hit so far. Got underneath it. Escahurry will swing again. Escapes Pabasa. Griego going over to third. She'll stay there as will count towards a single for Escahurry. Second hit for the Coyotes. More contact made, but it hits the batter off the bat. It'll be 0-1. Zaro, the left-handed batter, underneath. One, too far underneath. Down the third baseline, coming over to make the catch. It's there. Emily Bigley gets out number three for the Warriors. San Bernardino still scoreless. Two left on base, two hits. We're tied at 0-0 into the bottom of the second.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it.
I'd rather have chicken nuggets. You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated, like Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation. Thank you.
Bottom of the second, Warriors back to the plate with Camarena. Sophomore designated player today. 281 batting average for the right-handed batter. 1-0 count to start it off. So Cash puts one to where she can make some contact, but it travels just outside the foul line. Be 1-1. One count. Got one in the zone, evens it up at two apiece. Camarena this season reached base 10 straight games. Currently, she's been on back-to-back games. Full count. Cash gets her to swing. Line drive into left field, and it reaches the fence. Camarena will round first, heading to second. And she'll set up base there. Camarena gets on for her third straight game. That'll bring up Katrina Rodriguez now for the Warriors. But San Bernardino wants to have a meeting inside the pitching circle. McKenna Beach coming into the game for Stanislaus Stage. She will take over second base for Camarena. Well, Mo Cash still in the pitching circle. And Katrina Rodriguez, first baseman, in the batter's box. Swings and misses. 0-1 count to start it off for Rodriguez. Bunt goes foul off the bat. Rodriguez, four at-bats in game one, had two hits. O-2 count, made some contact. She'll keep herself safe for the time being. Still no outs in the bottom of the second. Beach on second base. in the dirt, earns ball one. Rodriguez, more contact. One, two for Cash, or for Rodriguez. Rodriguez. In between second and third, Beach tries to evade it. The throw over. Safe at first is Rodriguez. But they're going to say Beach was out of the line. Going to have a conversation. Beach still standing on third. Rodriguez definitely safe at first. But the umpire is going to say that Beach is out. So now the umpires are going to have a quick conversation. But Beach, trying to avoid the tag, left the baseline. We'll see what the umpires come back with. But if it stands, that's only one out in the bottom of the second. Rodriguez will be at first. He's the only one on, and it'll be Salas batting next for the Warriors. Cash with 22 pitches so far. So they're going to overturn the call at first and call Rodriguez out. That's what the umpires were having the conversation about. Coach Huber trying to get an explanation from the home plate ump. So Rodriguez will also be called out, and it'll then be a double play for the Coyotes. Beach running outside the baseline, going from second to third, and Rodriguez, the ball got to the base before she did, and so it's two.